In the first reading today, we hear about the fact that wisdom is something that was prayed for and was granted, but that the person praying for wisdom sought her more than anything. She was more than gold. She was worth more even than light. You think about that, it's light that allows us to see. You can have 20/20 vision, but if it's absolute darkness, you can't see a thing. And so we have to have light in order to be able to see, but he said that he preferred her even to light because the glory of her doesn't even sleep. And so we look at that and say, well, that all sounds pretty wonderful, but what is it that we're talking about? Well, first of all, we need to listen to what he says toward the end of the reading. He says that those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God. Now it takes on an even greater importance. Wisdom sounds like a pretty wonderful thing in and of itself, and it is. But when you look at it and say, if I want to win the friendship of God, I have to have wisdom. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that we're going to be super smart, because wisdom is not the same as knowledge. Knowledge is an intellectual thing. Wisdom, interestingly, is a virtue of the will, not of the mind. It comes from experience, not from reading, not from understanding, but from experience. And so in this case, we're talking about the experience of God. If we want wisdom, as in the gift of wisdom, one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, certainly that is given by the Holy Spirit, but it is given ultimately through that experience of God. And that can happen only in prayer. So when we look at that then a little bit deeper, and we listen to what St. Paul tells us, that Jesus is the wisdom of God. He is the divine wisdom. Then if we want this gift, it can come only through him. Obviously, Our Lady, the seat of wisdom, is the best way to be able to get there. But it ultimately has to be him. And so if we look at that now in another way, here we have Solomon saying to us, if we bring it into our day, he wasn't able to say this in his day, but for us, that I sought Jesus. He was more important to me than gold or riches. He was more important to me than any kind of honors. He was more important to me even than light itself. Can we say that? Can we honestly say that? That Jesus is more important to me than anything? Because what is friendship? If we want that friendship with God, it's a relationship. It is a union. And it comes only from the hearts opening up to one another. His heart is wide open to us. So there's nothing on his side that's blocking any kind of friendship. It's on our side that the heart tends to be very, very tight, slammed shut oftentimes and locked up. And that needs to be opened so that we can enter into that relationship with the Lord, so that we can enter into that friendship with him. And that comes only by spending time and by talking. By talking, I'm not saying about speaking words, I'm talking about the inner activity of the heart, being united with the Lord, being able to listen, and being able to speak. Most of us don't have too much trouble speaking. Listening is a huge problem. I remember listening to Dr. Janet Smith one day, and she started a talk, and she was said that she was a part of what a group, that 12-step group that she called Overtalkers Anonymous. You know how they call it Al-Anon and Narcanon and all that? She said, well, they just call her group Onanon. on and on and on they go. And so that's what we do in prayer. Jesus said you do that in prayer. You think you're going to gain a hearing just because of multiplication of words? He said it doesn't work. We need to go and be silent. Yes, we can talk, but we don't have to just spend the whole time just yapping to God. We need to listen. How many friends do you think you would have if you just talked and talked and talked and talked and never gave them an opportunity to talk? If you didn't listen to them, if you didn't care about them, how long are you going to be a friend? Can't even be one. So we need to listen. Yes, we can speak, but primarily we need to learn to listen and to be in the silence with the Lord. It's not about making more noise. It's about preparing the heart to love him, because that's really what friendship is all about. So if we want true friendship with God, we have to seek wisdom. The wisdom that comes from union with Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God.